Have you ever heard the church referred to as the bark of Peter? That's a common title for the church, not only because St. Peter was a fisherman and the first pope, but it has a deeper biblical meaning as well, coming from the Old Testament. The earliest Christians saw a connection between Noah's Ark and the church. Noah and his family were saved from the flood by the ark, and we are saved by entering the church. The church is the vessel of salvation. It is God who saves us, but he does it through the church. The water is really the key here. In the Old Testament, water always means an end of something and a new beginning. In Exodus, for example, when the Jewish people are freed from their slavery in Egypt, they have to pass through the Red Sea, marking an end of their slavery to Pharaoh and a new beginning as God's chosen people. Then again, after 40 years in the desert, the Israelites once again cross a river. But this time, they cross the Jordan River, ending their time in the desert and entering the Promised Land. And then in the time of Noah, there was great violence everywhere. And that was why God caused the flood, to wash away the murder and violence of the people. However, he chose one righteous man, Noah, and his family, to save and make a new beginning of humanity. An ending and a beginning. The waters of the flood symbolized a death to sin and violence and a new life for humanity through the family of Noah. And 40 again, 40 days and 40 nights of rain. And in the New Testament, Christ himself spent 30 years living with Mary and Joseph in secrecy. He ended that time and began his public ministry by going down to the Jordan River, where he was baptized by John the Baptist. In the second reading, we heard the words of St. Paul talking about Noah and about baptism. While God patiently waited in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few persons, eight in all, were saved through water, this prefigured baptism, which saves you now. It is not a removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism is a new beginning for us. In baptism, we, or our parents and godparents, if we're too young, reject Satan, his works, and his empty promises, and profess our faith in God the Father, in his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit. And after we end these 40 days of Lent, we will be sprinkled with holy water at Easter and renew those baptismal promises. Walking in the steps of the Old and New Testament before us, we end our old life of sin, burying it in the waters of baptism, and begin a new life of righteousness through the resurrection of Christ. Through baptism, we enter the church. If we stay in the church, we are saved. But if we leave the church, we die, just as surely as Noah or his family would have died if they jumped off the ark into the flood. Now, a few weeks ago, I pointed out that we can't judge someone else's soul, because only God knows that. Only God knows what they understood and knew about their actions, what they intended in their heart. It's not as simple as whether someone comes to church on Sundays. But how does someone live? And how does someone leave the church? Well, first through apostasy, which is explicitly rejecting the Christian faith and Jesus Christ. Now, that one's pretty obvious, but most of us don't really have to worry about that, explicitly rejecting the Christian faith. But we also leave the church. We cut ourselves off from the church, from the grace of God, when we commit a mortal sin. That's a serious sin that we commit knowingly and deliberately. You can't commit a mortal sin on accident. You have to know what you're doing. Know that it's a serious sin and do it anyway. Sins like blasphemy, insulting God and holy things, murder and abortion, taking advantage of the poor, lying under oath or with malice against another person, and the sexual sins, which our society has a particular problem with, like pornography, sex outside of marriage, and homosexual acts. Our sins can seem to enslave us, making it harder and harder to fight off temptation every time we fall into sin. But God wants to free us from this vicious cycle. But we have to want to be set free and put in the work to change our lives, to make a new beginning. During this Mass, I encourage you, for yourself and others, especially all those in Our Lady of Lourdes Parish, ask God for the special grace to know your sins, to know which sins you struggle with the most, and to have His help in overcoming them.